Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Morning.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We have Chamber of Commerce weather.
Yeah.
As always.
Gosh, this weather has been amazing. Just incredible. Between the really beautiful, the temperatures have been great, the sunrises, the sunsets, a little bit of rain we keep getting off and on. Just been perfect.
I see my sunrises on your Facebook page.
I know.
That's what I get from your front porch.
I'm
able to
lot of
enjoy those.
And but, sunset photos.
Well, it's not hard to do when you live here. So
but they're so nice.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. But you survived Freedom Days and the 4th
of
July.
We survived 4th of July. We survived our Music by the Pond event.
Which That's true was, from the last time you were here.
The last time I was here. That was a great event. It's a fundraiser for the Chamber, but also more of a friend raiser, a way for us to thank our members. So that was a great event. So we survived that, and now we're, you know, moving on to the next thing.
The next thing.
As we do.
And there's lots of next things. There's all kinds of things that are coming up that I want to talk to you about, one of which would be happening right now, actually,
yes.
At the Chamber, postponed by 1 week.
Yes, our Leads and Referrals group. This is our Connections, Leads and Referrals, or CLR, as we like to refer to it in the office. And this is it meets twice a month. We have two different groups. We have a morning group, which meets 7:30 on the Tuesday, and then the noon group, which meets the third Thursday from noon to 1. It's a brown bag. And this is a it's for the Chamber members, but it's really if you're really looking for those leads and referrals. It's a little more than just networking and socializing,
right,
which we have a lot of other opportunities for.
Sure.
A little more than just exchanging business cards. It's on the first-come, first-served basis, so it's one representative per industry. So, for example, we have one realtor, one accountant, one electrician, one mortgage lender, but we can continue to grow the group as long as we get, you know, different industries represented.
It's
very much like during the meeting you give leads and you get referrals, and then after you leave the meeting, when you meet people either in your work or friends, you and somebody's looking for an electrician, you can say, well, I have somebody in my referrals group, I'd like to give you, you know, pass along their information. So that's been very successful. So that's something else that we offer, again, twice a month. And just for those Chamber members who are looking for something a little more specific with the leads and referrals than what we do with business after hours or some of our networking coffees. Those are great opportunities as well, but this we actually have you write down on pieces of paper if you have a lead or a referral, exchange those. We really, really encourage follow-up. If you get a lead from somebody, you know, follow up on that lead,
right,
and then thank the person who gave you the lead. And so it's a little bit different structure than some of our more social networking things.
Makes sense. But so far, so good, right?
So far,
this has been going for a couple of months, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
So.
And it is for, like I said, for Chamber members. And so when we have new members, I let them know about this opportunity. And then if we have members who've been, you know, existing members for a long time, we just started this a few months ago. So I've been letting our pre-existing, I don't want to say old, but our more mature members, our long-term members, our loyal members,
the veteran members,
our veterans, that this is an opportunity for them too.
Sure. So. Well, great. Well, and that's happening right now while we're talking. So
it's great. And call the Chamber if you want more information and how to belong.
There you go. Or just join the Chamber and then you'll get the information.
Exactly.
See, there you go. I know there's some other things that are coming up, one of which, another event near and dear to your heart, the Focus on Farmington Coffee, which is happening a week from Wednesday.
Yes.
Week from tomorrow at the Civic Center.
That's right. So this is a combo. I'd been working with Brent Garcia and his team with Film Four Corners to figure out when we could do a coffee for them. Our original idea was at a soundstage, if that was going to be ready by this point. But I don't think they're quite there with the soundstage yet. So we also wanted to do one at the Civic Center with the new director there, Randy West, and with the new remodel. So we thought, you know what, let's just combine and we'll do the film Four Corners at the Civic Center, and then we can, you know, combine both. So that will be at 8 a.m. on the 17th.
Right.
And again, it's the free coffee, open to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a chamber member. It doesn't matter at all. We just encourage new people to come to that and also invite new people that you know. We know there are new people moving into this community all the time. So my guess is your listeners know some of those new people. So grab one of them, pick them up, say, hey, I'm going to take you to this coffee so you can meet some people and do, you know, kind of get connected in what's happening in the community.
Right. So. And this event is more of just a social networking
kind
of an event and just to learn more about what's going on in town and meet some other folks from town and all that stuff, right?
Well, and it gives you an opportunity to kind of meet other people that share interests, or if you are, you know, maybe you're looking for a job, what a great place to kind of meet some people that might have some connections for you. But also it's about volunteering. It's about if you're trying to find out who else is really into mountain biking or who else is really into going to concerts, that's a good place to start to meet people and then form those relationships and start doing some of those things.
Exactly.
But it's just about everything going on in the community, highlighting all the positive things we have going on. So it happens once a month, and it's always a great time. You know, we always have a good turnout, and everybody leaves feeling really, really positive. So that's what the point of it is.
That's very true. And, of course, there's a Facebook page.
There is.
On Farmington Coffee, and that's usually where you disclose where the location is, because it changes every month. So if you show up at the same place twice,
you're
missed it.
You're going to show up and be like, where is everybody?
Right.
No, we do
move
it around. And so that's kind of the fun part for me as well, is every month, kind of finding where the place is going to be for that month. And then it has to be something. The location has to be something that is a benefit to the community in some way. I have had businesses host them, and that's fine, but whatever their business is, that morning can't be about like selling something for their business. It's got to be more about how do we positively impact the community. If our business has to do with health and nutrition, what kind of things do we offer that can help people in the community beyond what we do just here at our business? So that I really try to make that the focus, is that it's not about an advertisement for your business. It's nice to bring people in and see where you are, but more about how are you impacting the community? How long have you been in the community? What are you bringing to the table that could positively influence or affect people that live here? So that's kind of how I make the decision on that.
Right.
Where, because I have people call.
I bet.
And some are great fits for our Focus on Farmington Coffee. Other places are not so great of a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're a chamber member, then we always like to say, well, what about an option of a business after hours? That might be more of what you're looking for. So that's kind of how I look at the deciding on that.
And I suppose space has to be a consideration,
it
too,
does.
Because you get sometimes 100
people
there.
Well, we're getting
there.
A lot more people.
Yeah,
I think if there is a possibility in the summer for outdoor space, like at the Civic Center, I think we're going to use their new little patio area. I love that. Obviously, in the wintertime, it doesn't work out so well, but we can have 50 to 60 people in the space. So we have to look at that. We've had 3 here at the college, and I think we have another one on the books for November.
Good.
And that always works out great. You have great spaces for lots of people. But they're fun, and every month we do move them around so we can highlight things, and that's why people have to like the Facebook page, because I don't put it out there in too many other places.
Right.
We do put it in our chamber newsletter now, but mostly it's through the Facebook page.
Focus
on Farmington Coffee.
There
you'll know
go.
Because it's a Scrabble board with a coffee
You
mug,
can't miss it. You
and
really
it says
can.
Focus on
yeah.
Farmington. It's pretty clear.
Exactly.
That's me trying to be creative at home.
And you are creative at home. You are. So that's how everyone can tell what it's all about. So there you go. Another event is happening that same day, and that is later on in the day, on the 17th, which is your Lunch and Learn.
Yes, Lunch and Learn. Okay, so Lunch and Learns are opportunities for chamber members to present something about their business that could be of interest and benefit to other chamber members or businesses. And so for July, we have them, they're coming in to talk about veterans, hiring veterans, working with veterans, veteran-owned businesses. I think this is going to be really good information, because sometimes companies are a little leery about hiring veterans. They know that there's a lot of rules, or there's a lot of things you need to know when you hire a veteran, and so they might be a little leery about that. So I think this is a great opportunity to come in just for an hour and get this information and take it with you and then share it with other people at your office. This one is a little bit different. Typically, they're brown bag lunches. This one, they're actually providing lunch, which is why we need to have people RSVP if they're interested in attending this.
Okay.
And they can just call the chamber at 325-0279.
It's on the screen right now. The number's on the screen, everybody. Right?
And just let us know they're going to be attending so we can give them some idea of how many for lunch. But again, if you are you work for a company or you own a company, you're an you're human resources manager for a company, office manager, this is just it's 1 hour over your lunchtime, and you'll take away some great information.
Right, because it's coming from a great source.
Yes,
which
it is
another great thing.
Right, and they know what they're talking about, and they're going to have great things to send you home with. So I think this will be a really interesting one. And again, typically we don't have to have people RSVP, but this one we do. So,
right,
yes.
And it's free.
It is free. Okay. It is free. Yes.
So there isn't such a thing as a free lunch.
Yes, there is. It is a free lunch.
At the chamber.
Well, somebody somewhere.
Someone's covering it. But I'm noticing the topics that you're covering, like tax credit opportunities, yes. Priority of service,
right.
Hiring vets, medallion programs, general services, but all these different things. And then employers may not know that they could maybe be they could possibly get tax credits for their business by hiring a veteran.
But they have to know, though, that if they're hiring a veteran and then they're in the reserve, what that means.
Sure.
If they get called out. So, I think it's just really great information. And again, perfect for HR people or those people that are in that hiring capacity and are responsible for that. This is really good information. So, again, take advantage of this. It's free.
That's true.
Yep, on the 17th. That's
week
going to
from
be a busy
tomorrow.
Day.
Yeah.
You're reminding me that's going to be
a very busy day.
It's going to be a very busy day.
That's true. But
every day's busy.
But that's all right. That's very true. Every day is busy at the Chamber of Commerce. And before we talk about something else that's coming up, I want to ask you a bit about some of the ribbon cuttings, because busy, your Redcoats have been busy.
The Redcoats have been everywhere. We have been at the Gold Star Memorial groundbreaking ceremony at Veteransburg at Veterans Memorial Park.
Right, right.
That was great. And then we have been at the stand, the T-Rex. We were at that ribbon cutting.
Sure.
We've been at food ribbon cuttings. We were just at the Manila Sunrise Grocery and Gourmet. We have a couple really fun ones.
That sounds interesting.
That's a new
type of a store in the community, correct?
Very interesting. It's right in downtown, in the downtown district. But they specialize in Filipino food, but also they have a little gourmet grocery store so that if you want to do Asian or Thai cooking or Filipino cooking, you can find some of those ingredients there to make those foods. And they have really tapped into a need here in the community. There's a lot of people that are from Asia or the Philippines that came with foods and they can't find the ingredients they want. So it's really great. And they served us lunch, and it was delicious.
Nice.
So that was exciting. I like ribbon cuttings where I get to eat.
I was going
to
say.
It's good.
Yeah.
But it was great. So that's right, as I said, right downtown.
It's just maybe as you're coming into downtown
downtown.
The east, is that what you would say? Maybe by Miller Street or maybe...
just as you come off of Butler.
Right.
And there's like a tiny little strip mall there, and they used to have a vacuum store. I think there might actually still be a vacuum store in
could
there.
Be.
Anyway,
on
I can
the
walk
south side of
office.
The street. You could
anything
walk.
I can walk to from my office, I think.
Well, yes.
So.
I think a better thing would say I could walk from your office because you walk everywhere. You're very fit.
Well, I'm starting to walk a lot more.
I am not. And so
all this eating at the chamber is
you're the mountain biker who goes like 20 miles before breakfast and calls it nothing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
However.
It is right downtown is our point, everyone.
Right downtown. And then we have a fun one coming up on this Saturday, the 13th.
Yes,
which
right.
Which will be the Bisti Bay, the water park. So the Redcoats will be there to do a ribbon cutting that morning. And
now they don't have red swimsuits. That's just red coats, right?
The red coats. Although we do some of our red coats actually have a short sleeve red shirt.
Okay.
And this would be a good one for that.
I bet
it's
going
to be warm.
Yeah.
And we also did another fun one a week or so ago at Civitan Golf Course for the First Tee program.
Right.
They had some rules, good life skills kind of rules.
Right.
Those
part of what
rules.
They teach in the First Tee program.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got to do the ribbon cutting for that. So just lots. Redcoats have just been everywhere at everything. And that's how you know you have really done it. Your business is there. You've got the Redcoats.
You've got the Redcoats. That's true. Well, I want to ask you a bit about Bisti Bay because both you and I were at the press conference.
It was hot. I wanted to jump in.
Last week it was a little hot, but it is impressive, I think. I know folks have been waiting for it for a long time because that is Brookside Park always has a pool, and we haven't had it for a couple of years, and now we're getting it back. And so I think it looks pretty exciting.
I was very impressed. And as you know, I think too, people were like, when's it going to open? It was supposed to open. But if you've ever done any kind of remodel on your house, you know there's always the unexpected things. It never quite, the deadline or the timeline never quite goes as planned. So I think they've done an amazing job. And I know they talked about there's some things that are not there yet that will be, I think, next summer.
Right.
But I think it's going to be great. And I took a little video and sent it off to my son and daughter-in-law so that my little grandson, Reese, I thought someday he'd love that little
splash pad. Oh, I bet he would.
I sent a video and said, oh, Reese would just love this.
Right.
But, you know, they've done a great job. And they have outdoor lap swimming. So I know there's some people very excited about that, having the opportunity to do the outdoor swimming.
Right. That was one of the things folks liked about Brookside Pool.
Right, having that. And
so that's available.
That. And then the way that the theme that they've used, and just down to even on the concrete area where you're walking around, the little embedded fossils in there, they've really done a great job, and I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for the community.
They wanted to make it, say, Farmington,
yes,
or have some things that talk about the area, mm-hmm, and not just have a cookie-cutter water park,
I think that
was the idea behind it.
So excited about that, and I think the community will have a great time there. So between that and then what we have going on at the lake, because I finally got my paddleboard out.
Yes, you did.
So I was excited
to
get to Lake Farmington and see what's going on there. But, you know, they've got that whole beach area, and they've got the lap lanes there. And they just had a huge event there this last Saturday
with
the Beach Bash, which I think will be an event that hopefully will continue and grow. There are a lot of people that love those real ultra events. I actually am
God
not
bless
one
them.
Of them.
Yes.
I'm not.
More power to them.
But that is something that they're really tapping into, and that's what we need to do. Whether it's the outdoor recreation or new businesses or film and theater, we've got to just be looking at everything we can kind of tap into that's going to benefit our area, our economy, and bring people here as a destination place, not a pass-through.
Right.
And so I think that all these things are helping with that.
And we're getting a lot of folks, I think, on the bandwagon in a good way.
Yes, I think
that
so
are helping
too.
To spread that word and build on what's already coming. I mean, it really is kind of a step-by-step thing.
It's not instantaneous. When I posted the picture of when I was out on the lake paddleboarding, I had one of my old high school counselors from Durango, she's still in Durango, messaged me and said, there's a lake in Farmington? Where is it? And I was like, oh my goodness. That just shows how much work we have to do, and we all need to be the ambassadors. We all need to be saying, yeah, there's a fantastic lake. Here's how you get to it.
Right.
Give them the directions. Let them know. And I said, there's a great lake. It's not crowded. You can paddleboard on it. And so, you know, we do need to be ambassadors for what we have and invite people to come see it. Come see the dinosaur and then go swim at the water park and then go eat some great food and walk along the river. Unless it's flooded, which I don't think it is. I think
the trails have reopened, so we're good.
Whew.
That's right.
All right. Anyway,
but that's important. But it's important too, because you're right. It's not something that you would see just driving into town to go to Target or something that some of our Durango listeners may or may not do or admit that they do when they come down here to shop or Sam's Club. But But it's right on their way, and they probably wouldn't even know that they've driven by it millions of times.
Exactly. And so I think again, just knowing what's going on in the community, which is another point of the focus on Farmington Coffees. We try to share everything going on, so everybody who comes to those coffees then takes that information and then they share it, and then they spread the love around about what's going on.
There you go. Well,
that's
exciting. You've got another ribbon cutting, I think, coming up soon at the Civic Center with Kate's Creative. Is that still to come?
Yes. Kate's Creative, that is happening on the 23rd. This is a brand new member, super excited. He's doing theater classes, improv classes for both children and adults. And I love this because I did a lot of theater, and I just think this is great that we have this happening in Farmington now, and he is doing great things, and so he's having his ribbon cutting.
And he's just on the show last Wednesday, everybody,
super excited.
If you want to look and see what he's doing.
Yes.
And he taught, your ears must have been burning because we were talking about you, I think, off the air a little bit, but I think he wants to sign you up for the improv class.
Oh, I want to do the improv class.
Yeah, so he's like, Scott, you and Jamie need to come and be in the improv class.
I have wanted to, and every Wednesday night there's been something, including like fireworks and that kind of stuff,
right.
And 4th of July's and stuff. But so I really want to, because that was something, and I think it's a great creative outlet.
Sure.
And especially for kids, because Heath and I were talking about this one day over coffee, that sometimes kids have a hard time fitting in to, you know, they're maybe not an athlete, maybe they're not in the science club, maybe they're just a little awkward. sometimes theater, that is the perfect place for them to land, to find other people that right. really can, you know, just like them, where they can feel comfortable. And I think these theater classes are really important for that. And for adults, too. You know, when you have a job that's really high stress, it's nice to have sort of a creative outlet sometimes. And so I think it's great. So anyway, his ribbon cutting is at the Civic Center on the 23rd.
Okay.
And then we have one for a new dental. It's Summit Family Dental. And
okay.
they have one coming up on the 18th. So again, Redcoat's keeping really, really busy, which is exciting. I'm
yeah.
glad to see that.
Well, it's great to see new businesses opening in the community. And again, the Redcoats go out for reopenings, remodelings, uh-huh. all those other types of events too for businesses, right? For your more mature businesses.
Right, exactly. So if we have a more mature business... And they've done something new, and maybe they never had a ribbon cutting too.
Right.
I mean,
they
and
could
so
predate
they come
the
to
red
us
coats.
And say, you know, I never got a ribbon cutting, but now we've done a big remodel or a beautification, or we've added a new service or a new product. Let's do a ribbon cutting. I mean, I'm all about celebrating the businesses. So
that's true.
Chamber member businesses.
That's true.
I mean, I support all businesses, especially local, and I want to make that very clear. But I think belonging to the chamber is an investment in the community. It's an investment in Farmington and our region, because the more chamber members we have, the stronger our chamber is. Then when there are laws or things that are going on in the Santa Fe in the legislative session, and we can present, this is how we polled our chamber members, and our chamber members feel strongly about this, and we're here to represent them as the chamber. Well, the more chamber members we have, then the stronger our voice.
Right.
So I just think it's an investment, but no, I love all businesses.
Okay.
They're all great.
I agree. But your membership list is like a who's who of Farmington businesses,
yes.
both large and small. It's not
yes.
just it's mom and pop, it's the big box stores,
right.
it's a great variety too. And so
right.
again, when you're sending a letter to the state legislature
right.
or our lawmakers that say, here's the consensus of all of our members,
right.
they know that it's a big cross-section of the community.
It is. And these are, I was in a summit, a chamber summit not too long ago, and the question always is, how many members do you have? And I can just say, well, we have this many members.
Right.
I know that. But then he said, how many voting employees does that represent? How many working employees who vote does that represent? And I was thinking, I've never thought about it that way before. How many would that be,
right.
voters, that is that represented in our chamber? Because you're right. We have everybody from Heath Cates, who's a small business person, all the way to Walmart, which is probably, and the city and the hospital, some
right.
of our biggest
hundreds
employers
and
in the schools. So, you know, it's a huge cross-section, and we do try to give as much to our individual sole proprietors as we do for the larger, our larger members that have a lot going on and have a lot of employees. So we need all of them. That's the fact.
That's
we
true.
Need everybody here in Farmington.
That's very
together,
true.
So.
One more event I want to ask you about, and that is your Farmington Young Professionals coffee
yes.
event. Because apparently you folks like coffee at the Farmington Chamber of Commerce.
Apparently we do.
But there's another networking coffee. This is actually another monthly event too. And if you go to the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or the Farmington Young Professionals Facebook page, you see these events listed as well. The next
that's
one
right.
is the 25th.
It is always the fourth Thursday of every month. Okay. It's
okay.
hard.
Right.
It's a good thing I have a calendar on my phone reminding
right.
me of all this stuff.
7:30
to 8:30 a.m. 1 hour. We try to get people to work on time. It's always at the new Durango Joe's, which is right now the new Durango Joe's.
The Waterfall Durango Joe's.
The Durango Joe's East. The East Main one.
Right.
And it's upstairs on outside on the patio, and that has been very successful. Again, another excellent networking opportunity, meeting other young professionals, and it's free. Durango Joe's provides all the coffee, and just a great time to meet and brainstorm and exchange business cards and find out, you know, what's going on. You don't have to necessarily be a chamber member. We hope you will eventually look at joining the chamber, but
right.
this is a way for you to meet people first and then find out what's going on, and then hopefully we can continue to provide you with information so that when you're ready, when your business is ready or you're ready, then there you go.
Sure.
But no, great. And that new outdoor patio is perfect for
it. Works out really well for it, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've had people actually come by, see the crowd up there, and come in and say, what's going on? There's
right.
obviously something going on.
Right.
And
all
I love
these
that.
Hip and happy people
know,
on this on the
that.
Patio.
That makes
so,
me super happy.
And people always ask, you know, well, what does it take to be a young professional, Jamie Church? I mean, can we just show up if we're more
yes.
more mature chamber members?
Yeah, because the young professionals are, you know, basically everybody between like 20 and 40. However, they're looking for those connections. They're looking for boards that they might be invited excited to be a part of. They're looking for perhaps mentors. They're looking for those people that can kind of help them in their career too. So you need us oldies, or should I say that, us more mature.
There you go.
What am I saying?
Yeah.
Established.
Yes. Yes.
But it is for young professionals. We find that is a demographic in Farmington that sometimes has a hard time connecting, figuring out what's going on, where can I go to meet other people my age. And so we want to have an opportunity for this. So I'm just trying to grow it right now. And then once I feel it's ready, I will then exit and let it continue to be its own thing.
Sure.
And they'll take it. But right now we're sort of in the growing stage, and then I'll step out
right.
and let it be its thing.
But I think it's nice that it has kind of the protective wing of the chamber.
Yes.
And
yes, the mother of all the young professionals.
Right. But, you know, so that it can grow and it can do some of these things, but have some of the organizational expertise of the chamber
right.
to help do some of these projects.
Right.
But they're pretty active on their own. They have a very active core group, I think, that mm-hmm. really tries to get out in the community and do events and do positive things. And so,
had our young professionals just provided coffee for the Love for Thad event that happened a couple weeks ago.
That's right. That's right.
So we went and picked up coffee and gave coffee to all the walkers. And so we do, the young professionals is about business and networking and
sure.
stuff, but it's also about volunteering and giving back to the community. But and as you said, we have an active group, but we're still kind of we did a little bit of some changes. And so we're back into kind of a growing phase right now, getting people involved. And then one of the things we do too is our socials and speakers. And July will be the third month of that. And
right.
so our July speaker is Joe Lloyd, speaking of Durango Joe's Coffee.
Yeah.
But very interesting story of taking a risk and doing something that you knew you wanted to do, but you didn't know how it was going to turn out. So he's our speaker for July, and the date is the 23rd. We're still working on the location.
Okay.
We had to do a bit of a location change. So we're still working on that, but we put that on our Facebook page too. Everything goes on our Facebook page.
Sure.
Yes,
right.
That's the page you need to like.
That's
even
it.
If you're not a chamber member, just like it, because we share all the stuff going on in the community through our community roundup post that we do on Friday. So it's just a great place to kind of figure out what's going on in the community and how to get involved.
There you go.
Right.
Good advice. And
yes.
again, another great resource. Talk to these
yes.
entrepreneurs who have made their way through.
That's exactly what it's about. So our first speaker was Brent Garcia with Film Four Corners. Again, just an interesting, an entrepreneurial, taking a risk, really putting himself out there. And then our second speaker was T. Greg Marion.
Right.
He's
no slouch.
Yeah, no slouch.
No.
And not just about the Marion Oil and Gas, but just the philanthropy part
right.
of how much they give. And T. Greg, he is such a great speaker, so down to earth. And I think a lot of the young professionals really connected to him and wanted to talk to him afterwards. That was great. And then, of course, this one for July. And then
right.
we're going to take August off because
okay.
of the fair and Connie
sure.
Mack and back to school. And then we'll pick back up again in September with Sheila Matthews from Four Corners Community Bank. And
another inspiring
about
story.
That,
right.
Very much so. I think the only female bank president, woman bank president in the area, if I'm think
I think
that's
in the
right.
area, that's for sure.
That's
yes.
for sure. And, you know, I realized I had three men right in a row, so I wanted to get an inspiring woman in there. So
yeah.
that will be our September's socials and speakers.
And she's a great speaker. I remember when she talked to the graduates at Salmon mm-hmm. College 1 year
yeah.
Of her story. So
it's exciting.
That'll be great. Well,
yep.
And again, follow the Farmington Chamber of Commerce Facebook page to get all the nitty-gritty details on
and
the
you
location.
You never know. You might be asked to be a social and speaker
oh.
presenter someday, too.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
I know. So just know that will
right.
happen in the future.
Okay. I'm on notice.
Very, yes, you're on
very
notice.
Good. Okay. And I don't think it's too early to ask you a little bit about Chili in October, because I imagine the wheels are turning
right.
and things are happening for that annual event. Yes?
You got it. So
okay.
Chili in October is the first Saturday in October, so that'll be October 5th, I believe. And it's at Berg Park, and we are already looking for cooks. So we know that it takes time to get these things organized, and we know if you're thinking about cooking, you need to start thinking about it now. But we have red and green, and then we have a kitchen sink category. We have salsa. We're toying with the idea of maybe doing a pozole division.
Okay.
But this is people vote people's choice, and then we have judges vote on the red and green, and there are cash prizes awarded. So we are still working on some things like the beer garden part, because we definitely want that. The live live music. So we just wrapped up.
But you definitely know you're going to need chili cooks.
We are going to need chili cooks.
Definitely.
There is not a cost to be a cook. You do have to buy your ingredients, though. And if you're going to put meat in your chili, then you would need to purchase your meat. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't charge a fee, because we know that could be a little, you know.
Sure, because you're baking chili for how many people? I mean, sample
hundreds.
Sizes. But,
yeah,
you
hundreds.
Know, but still.
Mm-hmm. And you have to prepare your meat on site.
Right.
You have to, you know, cook it there.
Okay.
And so we know that if you're buying all those ingredients, we don't want to charge a fee.
Sure.
But so when people come, then they pay a fee to get in, and they get so many tasting cups, and then they buy more tasting cups. So it's a super fun event. And they always say, you know, find events that tie into your area, where you live. Well, what could be better? Like, we wouldn't do a clam bake here, because that's not us. We're not on the coast. It wouldn't be very good.
Right.
Or maybe it would, but still, it doesn't speak to who we are. But the chili cook-off does. I mean, that's what we're about. We're about chili and agriculture and this New Mexico flavor that we have that's so unique. So the chili cook-off's just perfect for
that.
So if you want to cook, just contact the chamber. We'll send you the rules. We'll send you all the information that you need to be a cook.
Okay. And again, it'll be here before we know it on October 5th.
Yep. You got that right.
And so you want to make sure everybody gets signed up and you have enough room for everybody. And of course, there are big bragging rights every year for the winners, right?
And I'm excited too, because this year we've got Monica with the Chili Pod, who's going to kind of co-chair this event with me. She won the People's Choice, I think, 3 or 4 years in a row with her chili. And now, of course, she has her restaurant downtown.
That's right. That's right.
And so Monica's going to kind of help co-chair and help maybe get some other cooks that maybe didn't even know about this event. You don't have to be a chamber member to be a cook. We'd like you to.
Sure.
But if you're an individual, you can cook too. It's not just restaurants. But if you're just an individual and you're like, ooh, I'd like to do that, then we'd like to have you. So we want your chili recipe. You might be the next Chili Pod restaurant where you win People's Choice and decide, you know what? I'm going to open up my own restaurant.
There you go.
You never know.
That's just how it happens sometimes. So
right.
They're perfect. All right. It's coming up. Everyone, Jamie, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate you very much. Of course, so busy. So many things going on.
I'm sipping my coffee.
Well, of course. And that coffee came from where? Oh, look, it's Durango Joe's. How about that?
I love having a Durango Joe's just almost steps from my house.
See?
Convenient. But anyway,
that's what happened. That's how you chose to move to that house.
Well,
and
we have some other great coffee stores that are members too. We've got the Cosmic Cafe downtown.
Right, that's true.
And I think there's some exciting things going on with them. And we're looking at doing a focus on Farmington coffee there. I just haven't scheduled it. It'll be in the wintertime.
Good.
And then, of course, the bake shop with Tara.
That's right.
Taylor,
at the Artifacts Gallery.
At the Artifacts Gallery, and her amazing cookies, which I've used for many events and
true.
Are just like works of art. I don't even want to eat them. They're so beautiful. So we do have some other amazing coffee people too that are members, so I never want to leave anybody out.
Good point,
especially in the coffee realm.
Very diplomatic.
Yep.
All right, Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, my guest here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did, and if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.